Okay, sir, we are ready for you, sir, and once again, if you would be kind enough to state your name and ADC number for the record, we would certainly appreciate it.
Yes, my name is Jason Oscar Burnell. ATC number is 167-991.
Thank you, Mr. Burnell. This is Arizona Board of Executive Committee. We are talking with you today regarding your revocation hearing, regarding the three allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that has been presented to the board, take note that you was notified of this hearing back on August the 2nd, 2018. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yeah,
that's the piece of paper of the form where I look at saying that the hearing would be held today. And among other things, we stated on there that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this afternoon. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes.
And although you cannot see us this afternoon, there are four board members participating in your hearing. I would like to introduce you to them by telephone. They are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead panel lead. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Respy. Mr. Respy is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today. Mr. Burnell and Mr. Respy, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Burnell, as indicated, you have three allegations on your warrant. Well, as I read each of them, I want you to give me an answer. You can say that it is true, false, or that you want to plead the fifth. The reason that we're giving you the opportunity to plead the fifth is that I do take note that you do have a booking number as well as a DR number on your warrant.
And no, I want to plead the fifth because
let me give finish, sir, and then you tell me each one of them. But because if this has not been resolved in court, this is being recorded, and it could be requested by the prosecutor or by your attorney. So at this point, I'm going to read each one of them, and as I read each of them separate, please tell me whether it's true, false, or whether you plead the fifth. The first one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your operating a vehicle without the consent of the owner, on or about June 27, 2018, in Maricopa County, Arizona. True, false, or the fifth, sir?
The fifth.
Okay. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your operating a vehicle without a valid driver's license on or about June 27, 2018, in Maricopa County, Arizona. So is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth?
I plead the fifth.
And the final one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your taking an item from a convenience store without paying for it, on or about June 27, 2018, in Maricopa County, Arizona. Sir, is that true, false, or do you plead the fifth, sir?
I plead the fifth.
Thank you, sir. So since you plead the fifth, we're going to have to take testimony at this point from the Department of Corrections, and once we get that testimony from the Department of Corrections, then we will come back and continue the hearing. Mr. Westbrook, would you give us some testimony on...
The thing is, right now, sir, let us
follow the process.
All right.
And you have a chance to tell us everything, but right now we have to go through this process. This is protocol for the board, so just hold on, and we'll be with you. We have an opportunity to explain it. So at this time, Mr. Westbrook, will you give us a testimony on each of them? And I think they're basically the same, so you can tell us that, sir.
Yes. The following report summary was taken from a report written by Officer Hunt, badge number 11416 with the Peoria Police Department. On June 27th, 2018, at approximately 2352 hours, Officer Hunt was doing deterrence patrolling and pulled into the QT located at 9020 West Olive Avenue. The officer noticed the black Chevy Impala parked at the gas pumps at an angle. He decided to run a license plate check and discovered that the vehicle was reported stolen. Officer Hunt then drove across the street so that he can observe the abandoned vehicle. Once he saw the vehicle on the move, he requested a helicopter to follow. As the vehicle drove by him, he could see that the car was occupied by two males. The vehicle then pulled into Circle K located at 9049 West Peoria Avenue. Once the parked, Officer Hunt gave commands for the occupants to step out of the vehicle. Both suspects were cuffed and placed in separate vehicles. The driver was identified as Jason Brunel, the offender. It was also discovered that the offender's license was suspended. Vehicle searched and officers found some beef jerky that was also reported stolen from the staff at the Circle K. The offender was arrested and charged with theft of means of transportation. And allegations 2 and 3 are exactly the same with the exception that of the last sentence. Allegation number 2, that the offender was arrested and charged with driving on a suspended license. And allegation 3, that the offender was arrested and charged with shoplifting.
Okay, thank you so very much. Inasmuch as Mr. Bernal pleaded the fifth, I am going to offer a motion at this time, and the motion will be that based upon information presented to the board in warrant number 2018W1857, as well as testimony given by the Department of Corrections, and my motion will be to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Kawanis. Okay, at this time, sir, we have to go through this process, so just hold on. Well, because you pleaded the fifth, we will not be able to talk about either one of these allegations. So, but we must continue to hear. We can talk about anything else, but the board cannot and you cannot tell us anything about the allegations, the three allegations that's on your warrant, because you pleaded the fifth. Therefore, now, sir, we're going to move forward with the hearing, and now we're going to get some additional information coming from the Department of Corrections regarding your case, sir. So at this time, Mr. Westby, would you give us some additional information on Mr. Bernal at this time, sir?
Yes. Mr. Bernal was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on January 29th, 2018. He was arrested June 28th, 2018 by Peoria PD. New charges, theft of means of transportation, new misdemeanor charges, shoplifting, removal of goods, and driving with the suspended license. He was back in DOC custody on July 6, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of October 28, 2018, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, burglary, second degree, 3.5 years. Prior convictions, 2002, theft, 1 year. 2006, burglary, second degree, 3.5 years. 2006, theft of means of transportation, 3.5 years. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 1. SDG gaining information notes, he's an admitted member of the Glendale Rondell Security Threat Group. Part of terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release completion 1 month. 2008, TIS release absconder 118 days. Revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with threats noted. Other arrests, 1995, burglary, third degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. All the arrests that he's had since then resulted in charges that were not filed or were dismissed. He is a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, not SVP reviewable. His community risk score is a G5V6. And I do have status of charges here from Senior Pro Officer Bullock, dated August 7th, 2018, that states the felony charges theft of means will not be filed. The misdemeanor charges for shoplifting and driving on a suspended license were sent to city court. According to city prosecutor's office and city court, they have nothing pending for this offender.
So at the moment, there's nothing that's pending. Okay, thank you so much, sir, for providing that information to the board. Okay, Mr. Bernard, we're back to you. As I said, that we must continue with this hearing. Now we're in phase 2 of the hearing. And phase two of the board makes its determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. Once again, let me reemphasize the fact that we cannot talk about or discuss anything dealing with the allegations themselves, and you can't, and you cannot either. We will not, as a board, we will not talk about them, and we will not permit you to talk about them. But we are going to move forward at this point with your hearing. Just want that to be very, that's very clear at this time. Based on information that's been presented to the board, we do take note that when you were released, you were to reside at 4816 South 12th Street, apartment number 2 in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
And June 19th, your mother, your sponsor, reported that you moved out about a week earlier, and that she did not know where you were currently residing. Where did you go, sir, after you left that residence, sir?
I was trying to go to a halfway house, so they can help me, so I said, so complete. I only had a month for me to complete my parole. So I was working at JLS, I was doing some landscaping. Mm-hmm. And then when I called my old job said I could come back. I'm going to have transportation for me to get there and back. So basically I was trying to go to, but I went to this place, it's like a rehab, it's called Cheers. Mm-hmm. So I went, it's right there on 19th Avenue, between 19th Avenue and Campbell and Indian School. So I was really trying to get some help. So, they said that they were helping with housing and stuff like that, and a place for me to live and get a job or whatever.
But sir, when you left your mother's residence, why didn't you tell your parole officer where you were located? Then we wouldn't have the opportunity to talk.
I left messages. I did left a message on his cell phone. So he has his own cell phone, but he has his office phone. But I lost his card. But I was calling my mom just to give me his number so I could give him a message, because at the radio where I was at, my family or whatever, you know, which is arguing and stuff like that. And I just bounced because I'm gonna cause no problems there. I'll be arguing with nobody. So just to save some time for everybody, so they don't have to be arguing with me. So I left, you know. So I took a long walk, but when I took a long walk, I know what, I ain't going back. I'm just gonna try to help myself. I was living in the streets, and going to my job at JLS, and JLS is located on Happy Valley. It's way out there, on 19th Avenue, all the way north side. So I was trying to get there back and forth to my job, and it was pretty tough, pretty hard to try to do things on my own, you know.
Okay, I do understand. Now, I do take note that while you were out, and at some point you were, and I'm not going through each of these, but you provided some UAEs that were
made. Yeah, I'm in my state, you know.
So what was going on with these drugs, sir?
I guess I was just meeting the wrong people, you know. That was it, you know. I just started doing things on my own, you know. I just started working back and forth, and then
You admitted that you use methamphetamine with some of your old acquaintances. That means that shows that you have to stay away from your old acquaintances while you're out, and that you also admitted to drinking with some of your friends, as well as using methamphetamine. I do want to commend you. I didn't say it up front, but
yeah, because you know what? I don't have a place to go. You know, I don't want to go back to the place and be arguing with anybody there, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want no problem there, especially when they're on probation. But they're on probation now. Yes. You know, it's just everybody was on probation.
Yes.
And I didn't want to get nobody in trouble, so that's why I left.
Okay.
So from there, so everybody's on probation already, you know?
Okay.
They completed the probation for 5 years, so they're done with the probation.
Okay, now, it also shows that you were referred to Terrence, and remain on increased visit of twice a month. Did you complete that program yet, Terrell, sir, or did you go at all?
I called them up, they told me to show up at Jackson someday. I went over there and the lady said that, well, she said that I went over there to go try to reschedule. She said I have to reschedule on Tuesdays, because on Tuesdays, that's the only time they reschedule. That's why I went to Cheers to go to Terrell. Okay, they told me to go to Terrell's, and the Terrell's, I just showed up, they said no, they didn't have me on there, so I have to show up the other week, so I didn't do it right there, so I went to another program called Cheers. It's with our 19th Avenue on Union School, between Union School and Campbell.
Yes, sir, but I think, you know, even Richard, you've been in the system before. When I say the system, the criminal justice system in Arizona, you understand it pretty well, because in 03, if I heard Mr. Westby, correctly, you know, you can prove
that. Yeah, but the thing is, that you know, in 03, I was young, I didn't know better, and now I know a lot of things that nobody, you know,
So you understood what you was at least supposed to be in contact with the parole officer at all times. But at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir. So just hang on.
Yes.
Any questions by other board members? Honorable Mr.
Yeah.
Johnson has a question for you, sir.
Just hold on.
One of our board members, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, has questions for you, sir.
So I have a question about when you used methamphetamine with some of your older clients. How did that take place?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, but I can't even hear you. You're just echoing all over the place.
Okay, is that better?
No, it's not. I can't hear you. Say it again.
When you tested positive for methamphetamine, and you said that you got with some of your old acquaintances and was drinking and you...
What's that? I can't even hear you.
He said when you... this is just about...
Okay.
He said that you stated when you were out that you went out and you started using methamphetamine with your old friends, and you wanted to know how did that happen? That you started using methamphetamine with your friends, sir.
Well, basically, I have a place to go. You know, at that time, I don't know, man. It's just young, man. You just don't know what's going on back in '03. How old was that? I was about 24 years old. I'm 40 right now. I'm 39. I'm 40 years old. I'm going to be turning 40. At the time, I was just youngsters do nowadays.
But sir, with all respect, sir, and I'm not going to debate with you, but with all respect, we're talking about what happened last and what happened this year. We're not talking about when you were 20 years of age. What we're talking about is that you admitted, according to the information provided on the supervision summary, case supervision summary, that you used...
I was doing good.
And methamphetamine and drinking with your old friends. So, as Honorable Johnson was saying, you know, why were you doing that, and how did that happen that you ended up with your old friends, sir? Using methamphetamine and drinking.
It was with anger. I did it with anger. I need some help. Yeah, I even asked for anger management. If you guys can help me with anger management, you know, I even asked for some kind of program. I have to be out just still working and going through the program. I even asked for help, and I'm still here waiting to get some help. Not even help I can't even get. I'm trying to get help from you guys. I'm trying to get help from the state. If you guys can help me, please help me.
The state was giving you help. They told you to go to Terrell's and you didn't even show up. No, when you showed up, it was too late.
But the thing was, you guys never provided me that. But the thing is, when I asked for transportation, I don't got a car. And buses are not for free. I'm asking for bus tickets. I'm asking for bus cards. Those don't even help me.
This is all I'm going to say, sir, and I'm going to leave it as it is. You didn't have a car, but yet you were driving a vehicle. You were driving a vehicle without any license. So you had a car, sir. I mean, you had some kind of car.
I bought a car from a friend of mine. You know, I told him I'll be back, and I just lost track.
Yes, sir, you just, okay, sir, let me see if I have any further questions, I'm in the board members. Had anything else you need to add, Honorable Mr. Westby?
Yes, I just wanted to inform the board, I reviewed the promos for P.O. Ramos, and I didn't see any notes on here about any messages that were left from Mr. Brunel, and that there was a little contact he had regarding the substance abuse issues. Was November 1st when he informed Mr. Ramos that he went into using meth, stated he was drinking alcohol, some people he used to know ended up using because he wanted to show that he was down. He provided the defendant with a referral sheet that had 10 different substance abuse programs on it. The defendant chose Terrell, so he scheduled an appointment with them and then gave the defendant until next report date, which was the day that he went to the residence, and this was informed by the mother that he moved out a week earlier. That was on June 19th, 2018. So, yeah, it looks like his PO made several attempts to work with him on trying to get him into a substance abuse program.
Okay, thank you so very much for sharing that with the board, sir. Okay, sir, if there are no further questions by board members, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir, but we, this is your hearing. We're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Yes, I appreciate everything what you guys are doing right now, and I thank you for your guys' understanding. And but the thing is, you know, there's things can be complicated out there. It's not easy to be out there, you know. It's not gonna come to you like a magnet, because it doesn't. You have to work hard for it. You have to try to, you know, it's frustrating, it's hard, you know. I just hope you guys understand what's going on out there, you know. It's not easy, you know. I see these people just trying. I'm trying, you know. I got a job and stuff like that. Even though you have a job, it still ain't easy. You know, you got to make sure you got transportation. You got to make sure you got everything what you need, especially when drugs are all over the place, all over Phoenix. You know, you gotta let nobody get you, bring it down, because you're not supposed to let nobody bring it down. You know, I was more this. You gotta know your greater power is, you know. I always keep your mind to him. That's all I was trying to do, and it's just, it's hard. It's hard to be out there, and it's just, I hope you guys.
Okay, so the board has heard what you said, so we certainly appreciate it. But now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. It may sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves. But we do want you to stay on the phone and listen to everything that the board has to say, sir. The board is now in discussion. I find that Mr. Brunel is a very interesting individual who has some good thoughts. But I think sometimes he needs to take his own advice. I think he gave himself some good advice there towards the end of his discussion. He has to make up his own mind what he's going to do. He's got to make up his own mind that he's got to find a way to say no to his friends and to his old acquaintances. Then I think he could be successful. He also has to take advantage of some of the opportunities that was presented to him. As Mr. Westby said, that opportunities were offered to him by the department, parole officers, and yet he just did not show up and never did know where he was. I think I said all that to say I'm speaking only as one board member. I don't feel that he's ready to be released. I think he should complete his term, and once he gets out, that he should put together a plan so when he gets out, he can live a productive life. But that's only one board member speaking. I'm prepared to listen to any other board member.
Okay.
Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Brunel, ADC number 16799-1, did violate terms and conditions of supervision, was delinquent, based on information containing warrant number 2018-1857, inasmuch as he did use some methamphetamine, and he admitted that he used methamphetamine, and that he was drinking alcohol. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the claim.
Agreed.
A motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Karani. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. You will be released on October the 28th, 2018, just around the corner, sir. When you get out, you don't have to report to a parole officer. You don't have to. You'll be on your own. But I hope you will take your advice. Don't drink. Don't hang out with your friends. This will end your hearing. Please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir. Thank you so much for participating in your hearing, sir. It is over.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And God bless you guys.
Yes, sir. You